Ladies and gentlemen, if I could offer you only one tip for the future, sunscreen would be it. The long-term benefits of sunscreen have been proved by scientists, whereas the rest of my advice has no basis more reliable than my own meandering experience. I will dispense this advice now.
The best player in the league today is a big statement, but for most, the young star of the Canberra Capitals, Lauren Jackson, is the first player that comes to mind. Starting life in Albury, Jackson chose basketball for the same reasons as most youngsters start in any sport.
Both my parents represented Australia, so I kind of got into it really young, and I wanted to be as good as them and achieve like they have.
Her height is a major advantage now, something that she has always benefited from. Now Lauren looks at basketball as her calling in life.
Basketball is what I feel meant to be doing, you know, I think it's my career. And it was something that I wanted to do, and I think that playing basketball for me is like just fun, and it's work, and it's everything combined, which is a really good thing.
Having received accolades from all over the world, Lauren is not one to let the pressure affect her.
I've never had anyone really say, you know, to my face, you know, you're a great basketballer, you can really achieve. I always had it written about me in papers and stuff like that, so I never had that actually. I've never been afraid to face my face.
Part of that humility is from friends and teammates who are all too happy to keep her well grounded.
I had to realise that like, I've had good people around me all the time to bring them back down to earth, and I've never ever felt like I was never feel that I was better than anyone.
But it was inevitable that the biggest fish in the small pond that is Australian women's basketball would have to try the waters of the WNBA, a change in environment that has not unsettled her.
I've been to America quite a lot, and I think it's a lot like Australia in a lot of ways, except it's much bigger and much more people. Although I think Australia is more diverse and multicultural than America is, and I think that that's a really positive thing for Australia. But America is a lot like Australia in that respect, and the food, I mean, everything is the same as Western countries.
While the country and people might be similar, on the court, this girl knows she is in a foreign country.
The competition is probably the best in the world. In fact, without a doubt, it's the best in the world. And I think it's a privilege for any of us that were in the world to go and play in America because, like I said, it's best. The competition is really hard. You know, every game you're sort of playing against people who are as tall as you and as athletic as what you are. And that's pretty tough thing to handle, but it's tough to improve.
Returning home with an injury that is keeping her away from the court is what has been the toughest hurdle in her young career, and perhaps something which she has not been prepared for.
Look, I think that maybe it's really hard for me right now, and I'm finding it quite difficult, but I know that I'm really close to getting back and actually playing again, so I think that it's not going to be too far away, thank God. But, you know, everything's a bit all over the place at the moment. I'm just sort of waiting to see when I'm back.
For now, Lauren is just concentrating on getting better.
I'm trying to take each day as it comes and hopefully get back to it.
Whilst on the road to recovery, Lauren has taken the opportunity to see what may lay ahead with a small role on the ABC's commentary team.
So I think that the ABC's are really good for my commentating skills, and I think in the future they'll definitely help me, if I choose after a basketball, if I choose a career in media, I think that will definitely be a big help.
But with all these commitments, they have started to take their toll on Jackson.
To a stage where I felt like I was doing too much as far as media and promotional work, and I started to get a little bit worn out by it. So I stepped back from that, and I'm just relaxing.
This means Lauren is now able to concentrate her efforts and gain a little bit more control on her life.
Right now, I've been just getting my life together, you know, I've moved houses, I just want to get my life together and start to get a bit more here now and not to get back to the restaurant when it's up.
No, you've been hurting, but I've been waiting to be there for you.
Lauren is, however, still trying to come to grips with an injury that, for her, feels like it will never end.
How much longer till we see you back on court?
I have no idea. Hopefully.
This is probably Lauren Jackson's biggest challenge today, and her toughest time might still be to come.
It's draining on you?
Very draining.
Sometimes you're ahead, Sometimes you're behind. The race is long. In the end, it's only with yourself. But trust me, on the sunscreen.
Brother and sister, together we'll make it through. Someday a spirit will take you and guide you there.
Shelley Sandy coming around screens, gets it on the right side. She'll pass it off to Kristen Beale and goes inside to Lucille Hamilton to try to get round back, and she does with all the hard work. Lauren Jackson grabs the rebound on the other side and is fouled, so she'll go to the line for two shots.
Move to the point guard spot. We're trying to get Shelley a little bit more involved to try and free up either Sharp or Jackson in the low. How about a Jackson down the low post? She fishes it very nicely on the double team. Jackson double team, you count the open player, Lucille Hamilton cutting to the basket. She's able to put the ball in the hand. And Hamilton knocked down that basket.
When Kerry Graff was growing up, she knew she was going to be at the top of the class. While Graff might not have known what she was going to be top in, it was quite clear to her that it would not be netball.
My big brother played when I was about 8 years old, and I was busy playing netball, which I didn't fancy too much, and decided I wanted to do what my big brother did and nagged mum and dad that I wanted to play basketball. So played in played down at Nutter Wadding in Melbourne in the old days. It was footy shorts and bomb t-shirts with sticky tape numbers when I started. So it that was sort of the starting point way back when.
Knew I wanted to be a big star, and I told my poor worried father that I ain't gonna go to school.
Graff was on the fast track and not in a hurry to slow down. At 15 years of age, Graff was already on her way and looking towards a big future.
As a young player with a bit of talent, I guess like most young players that are reasonably good at what they do, I had aspirations to play for Australia, but I think you get to a point in your career where you understand the reality of that, and for me it wasn't a reality. I was a Victorian state junior player, captained the under-18 state team, made an All-Australian squad, played in the WNBL when I was 15 with Nutter Wadding Spectres. Tom Marr was the coach then. Played 7 years in the WNBL and went to college in the States to play for a year, and it was over there, I think, that I had the realisation that I wasn't athletic enough or talented enough or dedicated enough to make it at the next level.
After that realisation that her journey to the top was not as a player, Graff wasted no time in changing directions.
I'd done a fair bit of junior coaching, was busy doing a phys ed degree and decided that coaching might be a good pathway for me, and took up coaching at the ripe old age of 22 as an assistant coach in the National League, and got a scholarship at the AAS as a young coach, and went on from there, moved back to Melbourne, had a year as an assistant coach at Melbourne Tigers, got a head coaching position at Sydney, was there for 4 years, assistant coach with the Opals here in Canberra and the WNBA. So it was a pretty, I guess I was fast-tracked from a young age when I decided that coaching was the path for me, and I got some great opportunities being a young female, and that was a push at that time. So I guess a lot of things fell into place for me.
Path to the top started as a player. As a coach, Graf's former mentors would soon become some of her fiercest rivals.
I mean, Tom's obviously been one of my biggest mentors, a great friend, respect his coaching unbelievably. But yeah, I guess whenever you work with someone and then you step up and you're playing against them, there's a certain amount of rivalry. I think friendly rivalry would be the best way to put it. When the contest is on, you know, I want to do whatever I can to beat Tom's teams, and I'm sure the same for him. You're out there to win regardless of who your opponent is.
To continue the rise to the top, it seems to have seen Graf and Mar battling for many of the same positions.
You know, I played under him and then coached alongside him with the Opals. We both, I guess, were pursuing things in the States. The Mercury was where I was at and he was with the Mystics, but he was certainly the front runner for that job. I never had my hat in the ring with that position. He was always the one. So I guess, you know, people talk about different coaches in different ways, and that was, you know, perhaps people thought one thing, but I was certainly looking at the Mercury, and Tom was locked into Washington.
Graf has drawn a lot of influences from the United States and their philosophy towards the sport of basketball.
Basketball in Australia very much has an American slant. We've a lot of our coaches and players have spent time in the US on playing or coaching tours, and we've really tried to extract as much information from there as we can. Obviously my time in the WNBA has an influence, but I think the biggest thing is just trying to be as professional as we can with limited resources and trying to push women's basketball here in Australia to a higher level and get it to a point where it's fully professional, that our young players can, this can be a job for them. As for young male athletes, they can pursue many sports as a professional athlete, and that's one of our goals, is to try and get women's basketball in this country to the point where we have full-time professional players in all the teams, and hopefully every player on the team could be professional if that's what they so choose.
This hard charger still does have a soft spot for her past.
Sydney was the first team I coached. You know, I've got a soft spot for Sydney. I had a wonderful time in Sydney and a wonderful team, and we won a championship. And I guess there's always that that edge that you want to beat them. But I guess if Canberra can't win, and I don't mind Sydney winning it, because I certainly still have a soft spot in my heart for the Sydney Phantoms.
This year's team with injured players has thrown up some new challenges to Coach Graf and the entire Canberra organisation.
Credit to our team. You know, we've had some wonderful, wonderful people step up. Kelly Abrams has done a fine job. Jacinta Hamilton, Lucille Hamilton gets better and better with age. You know, the whole team has really taken upon themselves to become better players and a better team, and I think to make a statement about this team. We, you know, Lauren and Kristen are such a huge part of our team. They've got wonderful profiles and wonderful talent. Our team love playing with them, but they also, you know, an opportunity's opened up for them to say, hey, I can take up some of that slack. You know, I think Eleanor Sharp's really taken on board the, you know, we're putting pressure on her to become more of a scorer. So I think the team, credit to each and every one of our players, they've taken this challenge, you know, head on and said, you know, we miss Lauren and we miss Feely, but we need to make sure we get wins, and they've done that. And, you know, I'd like to say it's great coaching, but it's our players that have really stepped up and taken it on board and made themselves be better.
How then does Coach Graf rate the Capitals 2002 compared to previous years?
Injuries to key players right now, we're not as good as we were then. It would be crazy to say we are, but I think our team has certainly in other areas got better. I think we've seen wonderful developments in Eleanor Sharp, Kelly Abrams, Natty Hurst. You know, I think this team could be as good as both of our past two teams and do something special as well. So it's you know, it's a long way to march when the playoffs are happening, but we're chipping away practice by practice, game by game, to make sure come the end of the season we put ourselves in the best possible situation to do some special things again.
Kerry Graf, as well as having an eye on Canberra's future, is also looking towards Australia's development in the years ahead.
The one basketball concept that we're starting here in Canberra, and we've got some wonderful junior coaches. The head of our junior talent, Mike McHugh, who is a former coach of the Capitals, does a wonderful job in identifying young talent, developing it, grooving it, letting myself know that, hey, here's a young girl to look out for. And I think we've certainly got a strength here in Canberra that it is a smaller population, and Mike and the coaches that work with him are very much on top of identifying the best young talent in Canberra. You know, obviously with the AIS here in Canberra, we get to see firsthand the best talent in the country that comes here to Canberra. So I think, you know, that's something that we want to further progress. We're always in the lookout for young talent, particularly from homegrown talent from here in Canberra. And that's something that we want to further pursue, that young Canberrans, you know, that are playing basketball, particularly young girls, aspire to play for the Capitals. That's certainly one of our goals, that the best young talent here in Canberra has a goal that one day they want to play for the Caps. They want to be the next Lauren Jackson, or they want to be the next Shelley Sandy or Natalie Hurst. But that's certainly important to me, and I think it's an important part of basketball here in Canberra.
Coach Graff is also aware of the possible player drain to the European series that can also offer the players a great reward.
Each individual player's story is different. I think a lot depends on the stage in their career they're at. A lot depends on how much they miss home, whether they've got a partner here, a job, what other things are happening in their life. I think, you know, Kristen and Lauren have certainly voiced that at the moment they want to play in the WNBA and play at home. They're happy with just having 5 months offshore. To play year-round, to be in the WNBA for 5 months, then in Europe for 7 to 8, it's a really tough on the body, tough on the mind. And when you're 19 or 20, that's a hell of a workload. Some of the older players at the latter end of their career are saying, well, I need to cash in. They need the you know, the last few years. I guess it's their retirement package. You know, some of the other girls have got young children that plays a factor. So I think it's hard to throw a blanket over all our WNBA and European players and say this is what they all choose to do. It's very much an individual choice, and varies year to year, and depending on what else is happening in their life. It's, you know, they are total people. They have, you know, partners and other interests and all that sort of thing, as well as being professional athletes. So I think it's very much a year-to-year proposition and a personal thing. But Kristen certainly voiced to us that she's keen to sign for 2 more years with a Europe out. But I think right now, particularly with her injury, she's looking at playing in the WNBA and establishing herself there and really committing to the WNBL and having a great couple of years here.
For Kerry Graff, the job is not over. Although already a championship-winning coach in Australia, she is still looking for the new challenges.
You know, obviously, like the players, you have goals. One of my goals is to head coach in the WNBA at some point. The timing, who knows? It could be 3 or 4 years. It could be 5 to 10. It's hard to know. Like anything, it's when the opportunity comes up. You know, I've had 3 seasons there as an assistant now. The Mercury's a wonderful organisation. You know, and I'd like to think that sometime way down the track, right now, Cynthia Cooper's there and does a fine job as the coach, and she's still contracted, so there's no immediate opportunities at Phoenix. Most of the other jobs seem to be locked up. So, you know, I'd like to think that sometime in the next 3 to 6 years there'd be an opportunity open up that I would have a good chance at. If not, who knows, maybe opportunities open up in Europe, maybe the Open job is up for grabs in another 4 years. So I guess there's a lot of options, a lot of what ifs, and it's just, you know, right now focused on the Caps and next year back with the Mercury as an assistant, and then go from there, see what comes my way, and keep working hard to be as good a coach as I can be.
Still with the drive and ambition that started her as a child, Kerry Graff has plenty of opportunities to make her mark in Australian basketball history.
I'm still young in coaching terms chronologically. I've been doing it for over 10 years now, but still, in a lot of people's minds, I'm quite young. But yeah, I mean, I'd like to think that I could still coach in 30 years. You know, that you could, you know, even if I was to step away and try something else, develop some of the skills and come back to it. I think to refresh yourself and come back to coaching is really important. So yeah, I guess it's a long-term career for me, and time is on my side.
8 years old, a young girl started shooting hoops in a schoolyard.
Parents used to play it, so they sort of took you along and push you at school. And so I was about 8 and got started probably grade 3 with school basketball.
This young girl, who was not the typical build for basketball and did not have an obvious gift for the game, did, however, love to play.
It was more the realisation that I enjoyed it so much, the challenge and the fun and the team aspect of the game. I was just drawn to it, and I was never one of those talented young juniors. Like, I was one of those unorthodox, in between sizes juniors, and didn't probably think my straps were about under 18, and that's probably what made me.
With a love of the game and determination, Kristen Veal made it into the AIS Elite program, and even then was still finding her way in the sport.
Yeah, I did the state teams and then moved to the Institute when I was 15. Struggled for the first year there, and finally, probably the last season there, really, and done the hard work, and it started to pay off a bit. Junior team, and just general progression into the football sport. That was, sort of the stepping stone.
Her love of the game was always the driving force.
I always used to say to people that I wanted to be a professional basketball, and they used to just laugh at me. But, so I think it's always been in the back of my head. And I think it didn't really occur to me that it could happen until last year when I hit the WNBA, and when the money sort of comes into play and you realise how much you can earn off the game.
And after a dream start in WNBL competition, her future looks set to be bright.
Been to the finals every season we've played in, Jack and myself, and
two MVPs,
two grand finals. Would have loved to make the three-peat.
4-point game right now as Abrams will inbound the ball.
Sydney extend the defence, take the half shot.
No, that's it.
And that's it.
It's all over. And disappointment for the home crowd here at the AIS Arena as celebration starts for the Sydney Panthers. Victors over the Canberra Capitals 69-65.
It wasn't to be, but you can ask for more. Like Greppy's always saying, that some great players are lucky to get one championship in their whole career, and here we are with two in our first 5 years.
Kristen Veal has now returned from the United States and found that her first season in the WNBA was a real eye-opener.
I think I didn't really expect what I got when I got over there. It was a complete culture shock, in a good way. Had to learn, readjust, got my first bout of homesickness. It was fantastic. It was larger than life, but definitely something to grow and learn from.
Having the support of other Australians along did help Veal adjust to the United States way of life.
Sort of having those guys there to hold my hand was a big thing. I don't think I would have quite made it without those guys. And it was, having the Aussies there is always a bonus. Sort of feel sorry for some of the other Aussies sometimes.
One of the hardest things for young Veal to adapt to growing up fast.
Yes, learning to be a 30-year-old or 20 would be a whole new thing. Didn't really have anyone my age, no family, didn't take any friends over with me.
With 1 year in the big league, Chris now knows what it will take to get to the top.
I think it was just the way basketball became so intense. You trained every day, you were doing something physical every day, you were just worn out. Sort of enlightened a little bit. Makes you grow up pretty quickly. I learned from basketball how to be a professional. Whether I put that into play yet, it's been seen, but I learned a lot of team thing and the other side of basketball. And I learned that, I've got 15 years left in this game and that I'm better at most of it.
Returning home with an injury, Kristen now has new challenges.
Well, for all of us, this year is to rectify last year's grand final and get a championship, especially to the girls who didn't get this year. And that's a big thing. I really want to be a part of that, but it's trying to deal with the injuries at the moment.
Canberra, of course, defeating Adelaide here at the Powerhouse in the 2000 Grand Final, with Christian Ville, who's out here playing for Canberra, MVP in that game. So there's no love lost between the two teams. And the Canberra, of course, Grand Finalist last year.
Steph is looking for Ville. Ville takes control. Clock winding down.
Ville looks like she's stepping out on the court for the first time, I believe. They're giving her approximately 2 or 3 weeks to try and sort out an injury problem here to see if she can last the full game. She stepped out in the court now. She's guarding Ramsey.
Right there, Nick. Ville doesn't look right at the moment. She's a bit unsure of herself, and obviously the Capitals need that positive game plan for her to get involved.
Yeah, I've come back and had an injury, so basically everyone's expectations have dropped a little bit, which is, I don't know, takes the pressure off. But and until I'm at full fitness and full form, I don't think anyone's really going to be saying too much about that.
Even with this knee injury, she's still trying to realise her full potential.
It's a big mental challenge. I hate playing with an injury. Like, I want to be out there and I want to feel comfortable and I just want to have a blast. And having injuries sort of, you know, puts a sort of noose around your neck kind of thing. And so it's tough, but, you know, as scrappy and sharpy and what the girls say, it's a challenge that you may as well take up.
Kristen has still big plans.
She's got to get back to the WNBA, look at the contracts with the Capitals over the next few years. Obviously Australian team, see where I can go with that, and eventually down the track here.
What she does have to ensure is that she has the patience to see them all into fruition.
Basically to do everything in the class for herself. I just need to be a little bit patient with it, but that's the goal. Get a bit anxious sometimes when I get it all done.
After 1 year in the WNBA, how has Kristen Ville's life changed?
Yeah, and like, I can write on the application to have professional basketball instead of semi-professional, and don't have to put another job down, and it's a trip.
It's a customs thing.
Yeah. And I'm like, they're not quite sure what it is, but it's fantastic.
And then you get these 6-foot-tall African-American customs agency in Los Angeles going, basketball play. Yeah, right.
Australian as well. Literally. Okay. No, they are. It is. It's fantastic. I'm just being part of that. It's huge. You know, that's where everyone wants to go and play.